Welcome to Breakfast, Michael. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Julia. Lovely to be here.
Yeah, fantastic. So big congrats on the award.
Thank you. It's a great honour and a little bit embarrassing all at the same time.
Embarrassing? No way. Not at all. How did it feel to get it?
Oh, it was a bit. It was quite a surprise. You actually don't know on the night who's getting it.
Yeah.
And I was a bit speechless to commence with, and had a little bit of a sense of a fraud, actually.
Oh.
As I pointed out, I don't actually do much by myself. I do it with everyone else. So being surrounded by great people allows me to do the things I do. So it's really not about me.
Well, you're certainly very modest, Michael. I mean, looking at what you've done and what you've achieved, it's definitely to be celebrated. And you're an influential voice for Indigenous peoples in Australia. What inspires you to do this work?
That's a good question. I think... Look, probably a number of things. One is a sense of the responsibility to give back to my people. I can remember when I did a bridging course in 1986, having left school at 14 and being a very, very bad schoolboy. One of the elders who was involved in Indigenous education at that time, at that part of Sydney, just reminded me that as I had this opportunity, make sure that I spent my life giving back to other people and bringing others forward. So in part a sense of that, in part a sense of social justice, because obviously anyone who understands the position of Indigenous people in Australia and the position that we've been in for more than 200 years... would find that intolerable. And I think also because I'm a patriot and I believe in our country and I believe we are yet to be what we truly can be, and that involves the embracing of Indigenous Australians and our full participation in society.
Mm. And what does NAIDOC Week mean to you?
NAIDOC Week to me generally is a great time of celebration. It's also an opportunity to bring attention not only to issues that we're facing, but also just a celebration of our people's achievements. You know, for me, it's an opportunity to think of the tens of thousands of Indigenous people that have graduated from universities and exist in professions across the country and our wonderful academics and the great work that's happening in universities.
Mm. And speaking of the great work that's been done in universities, you've been instrumental in the development of approaches that have seen UTS positioned as one of the leading Australian universities in Indigenous higher education and research. And you've established Australia's first university-based Indigenous residential college. So how did that come about?
I'll just correct you a little bit in relation to the college. We haven't established it. We're committed to building Australia's first Indigenous residential college. So it probably won't be open till at least 2023 or 2024. Look, it's a bit of a story. I mean, one of the things we do at UTS is we address one of the fundamental barriers for Indigenous people accessing education, particularly if they're from out of Sydney, and that is we offer them accommodation, which is cost-covered, and we give them a stipend, a living allowance. And that takes some of the fundamental pressures off people and their concerns in terms of taking up an offer from university. But one of the things that's led us to think about as a result of the success of that is what else could we do and what could we do better? And the reality is, for Indigenous Australians, in many things that we do, which are well intended by non-Indigenous people, in terms of giving us a go, giving us a place in, giving us an access opportunity, is that we still, whether we articulate it or not, have a sense of being a guest in someone else's something or other.
Mm.
And that's not really our place. It's another people's place. And when you experience that in life, and when you experience that regularly, that has, without you even noticing, a debilitating effect on you. Because you are living a life where you're constantly reminded that you're on the edge of something that other people control. So with this residential college, you know, a 250-bed world-class facility, it'll be a prestigious, comprehensive accommodation college, as you would find in any of the great universities around the world. But it will be run by Indigenous people. It will offer cost-covered accommodation, entirely cost-covered, to all Indigenous students, but it'll be open to all people. It'll have a majority of Indigenous students. And it'll be based around our traditions and our values and our leadership. And it'll be a celebration of our culture and identity. And so for the first time as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, we'll have the option, and I say it's an option, we're not going to corral people into it, but we'll have the option of choosing to be housed, to be accommodated in a college that celebrates our identity, and we're the hosts rather than the guests. And that's empowering for us.
For sure, for sure. And how else can university life change to kind of accommodate this power and this Indigenous culture as a whole? How can we improve?
Well, I think we're pretty good at it at UTS. I think that's fundamentally why we do well. I'd say what distinguishes us from many other universities that I've worked at and that my peers work at is that we're a university that cares. And I think Indigenous people at UTS feel that there's a dignity for them in working at UTS. So, for example, we have a staff survey across the entire university every 2 years. And in the last staff survey, 93% of staff across the university, which was the highest rating positive figure, highly believe in Indigenous education and research. In other words, of our thousands of staff, the most important thing to them is Indigenous education, Indigenous people. And then in a number of our Indigenous units, Indigenous staff said, 100% of them said that they would go above and beyond for UTS. So it's about an environment where we can talk, where we can collaborate, and I think ultimately where we can understand that Indigenous education isn't for Indigenous people. It's for all Australians. And it's about nation building, and we all gain from it.
Right. And so what are you working towards at the moment? Any projects on the horizon besides the residential college and I'm sure a thousand other things?
Look, one of the projects that the university is rolling out at the moment and has for a number of years is called an Indigenous graduate attribute. So in other words, we're going to say one of the attributes of all graduates at UTS, our more than 15,000 graduates per year, will be a professional capacity to work with and for Indigenous Australians. So this is about equipping them to go into the world, not only really with the sensitivities needed to successfully contribute to providing some uplift for Indigenous Australians, but partnering with us, but also giving them sensitivities that within an increasingly global workforce will arm them to be highly regarded employees and successful professionals anywhere in the world.
Well, Michael, that's all we have time for today, actually. But I want to thank you for coming on the show and congratulations again on your award.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lovely being here.